Now, I am going to go to quality assurance, and to our listeners who are particularly concerned about that, you've been patient. But I think what James is sharing with us, the picture that he is painting, is vitally important to understanding our future. Now, in your policy brief, James, you say quality assurance is not only important, it's going to be more important than ever. On the one hand. On the other hand, you observe, and I would agree with you, that the pace of change in the new world of learning is much more rapid than the current pace of change in quality assurance. And you suggest a number of things we might do, but would you speak to that, speak to what you would like to see emerge, and if you have any advice for those of us in accreditation and quality assurance about how to speed up the current pace of change for us, that would be most welcome.
Let's have a go, Judith. I, of course, don't have all the answers, but I've got lots of questions as well. A couple of things that come to mind. My own background in quality assurance, particularly in qualification frameworks, has shown me that quality assurance is often a very top-down bureaucratic exercise. Where the world is going is the opposite. It's a peer review, bottom-up, organic thing that happens with learning and how learning gets utilized. I mean, learning we see in the digital credential space and going forward would be people will do these credentials because they have value in the workplace. They have currency. They're less concerned about whose quality assured stamp is on that certification. I think this is the challenge we're finding as the traditional kind of approaches to quality assurance and where we're going. So the challenge to us then as a community is, how do we think about quality assurance differently? Do we think about digital forms of quality assurance? And I'm asking questions here because I think very few countries and regions have really solved this problem or actually even grappling with it. New Zealand has done some interesting work, and I referred to it in the policy brief as well. They're piloting a bit of these ideas. And there are one or two other countries that are trying, but it's still very early days when it comes to this. I think a couple of points around this, we need to look at more peer-to-peer kind of networks and reviews as opposed to the top-down things. We need to use the technology itself to do the quality assurance. So blockchain has been very hyped, but there's something about blockchain, which is that immutable kind of series of decisions that cannot be changed, that allows us to test the authenticity of where the learning took place. So it's as if we need to embrace the technology to do new quality assurance of the new types of learning that is happening in the digital space. And I think there's a lot for us to do, but we've got to catch up. We've got to embrace these ideas. The private sector, the kind of non-formal, informal sector, I think is doing some interesting things in this area. Burning Glass comes to mind in the US. The Lumina Foundation is doing good work, and there are many others. So I think this is an interesting debate, and I think we need to embrace it and be part of it, as opposed to kind of let it slip away from those of us that have worked in this sector for many years.